Well, hey, 30X Life, it's day 8. I hope that you're staying with me every single day, making a list of all the wonderful attributes, the new changes, the things, the ideas that you want to add into your life, and even thinking about the things that you want to help others with is probably a big part of it. If you're sharing 30X and doing it together, you high-five the person you're doing it with, because I think it's important to keep our learning going together and keep moving on forward. So if we take a look at the growth that we've talked about so far, it's really about growing ourselves. It's about building the person that we are. And today's subject is really about looking at how do we proactively build a great life? How do we actually plan out, decide what's important to us, what's not? Because here's the thing that I find with a lot of people. The challenge for a lot of people is that life just becomes a reactive. In other words, the way that the world is working for them is not planned. They don't sit down and say, okay, this 10 years of my life is going to be about X. This 10 is about Y. See, if you break life down, the first 10 years of life is learning to be actually alive, feed yourself, and do all that. The next 10 years is learning how to have a job. That's really what your teenage years into your 20s is all about, how to become a job. Find what you want to do with your life. Find those sorts of things. Start to make some decisions head in that direction. 20 to 30 really should be about mastering money. I mean, that's the reality. 20 to 30, relationships, money, that's really what it should be about. 30 to 40 is making all of the money, and from 40 onwards, you can decide what you want to do. You know, the old formula for life is pretty simple. Learn, earn, return. Learn about what it is that you got to do and how you want to do it. Earn the money to do it. And then return, give back to society. Now, the challenge for a lot of people is that they never really do the learning, therefore they never really do the earning, therefore there is no returning. And, you know, that's probably one of the biggest challenges. So I'm grateful you're in the learn phase right now, and then we kick into the earn phase. Remember, 30X Business and 30X Wealth, different programs, but that's really what we got to look at. Learn it. Earn it, and then return it. You know, give it back, do some sort of thing from that perspective. Now, today what we're going to look at is how do we decide what's important to us in life? What are the categories of life? So let's start. This whole process today is about categories, roles, and goals. And where we want to start that is by sitting down thinking, what are the categories of life that are important to us? You know, most probably you're going to have family on that list as a category of importance. Most probably health, fitness, something along those lines is going to be an important category. Maybe philanthropy, charity, religion. Maybe you're going to have a business or job or career. What are the important areas of life to you? Now, the reason we're going to do this is we're going to start to think about planning our life. Actually, planning. What does a good life look like? How do we actually proactively go about this? So start to make a note of some of the categories that are important to you. You know, what are they? What are the ones that are most important? Maybe you've got good times as a category of things, or travel and experiences as a category of what's important to you. Maybe learning and personal development is a category of life that's important to you. So when you start thinking about the major categories of life, there's going to be somewhere between maybe 5 and 12 major categories of life. Financial areas of life, personal areas of life, career, business, family, relationships. These are the major categories we want to have down. So you got to start thinking through what are the areas of life that are really important to me. Now, when I first sat down to do this, I sat down and said to myself, these are the areas of life that are really important to me. And then I looked at my list and said, well, what's missing on my list? Because when I first started doing this, early 20s, and the challenge was all I did was work. So I had a lot of work categories and that, but I didn't have much in the way of relationship categories or fun times categories or travel and leisure or even health and fitness wasn't really high on the agenda at that point in time. So sometimes you got to look at the categories and say, okay, that's fantastic for what it is, but what's missing? What areas of life do I want to have more control over or more planning or more realistic focus on? And what areas do I want to put a balance into it type thing? So once you've decided on the categories of life, and let's just pick one for right now. Let's say let's use family, because that's going to be a fairly generic one for a lot of people. Once you know the categories of life and what's important to you in life, then it's about sitting down and saying, okay, well, what are the roles within that category? In other words, again, I'll go back to using family as one. For me, I have the role of husband. I have the role of son, the role of brother. See, these are separate roles that I fill within that. The role of father. You know, I have five different kids, so I have five roles there. Really, being a dad to each kid is different than what we look at. So I start to go through each of the categories. Now, it might take a week or so for you to define all the categories. Don't expect to define them right here today. Sometimes you got to think about this for a day, a week, a few weeks even, for the areas to come up where you think, yeah, I am missing that area. I need to have more in that area type thing. And it could be health and fitness. It could be, family and relationships. It could be charity and giving back. It could be the learning aspect of it, that's not a focus, but you need to make it a focus. Once you've got those categories, it's then a matter of sitting down and planning out what are the roles within each of those categories. So let me give you another example of roles. Let's take business. So when I first started this within business, I looked at my business and I looked at what roles do I have. And I had the public speaker role. I had the salesperson. I was the marketing person. In fact, I had pretty much every role there was. It was me and two other people in the company at the time. And so I looked at all of the different roles I had within business. Today, my roles in business are different. I have a role for each company that I'm a major shareholder in. So I have a lot of chairman of the board roles in different companies. Within Action Coach, I have the educator role, which is what I'm doing here with you today. And you start looking at your roles. Only a couple of my companies do I have the role as CEO. But each and every time you look at dividing up your life and saying, okay, I've got to look at my life and break it down and say, where are the roles that make my life a reality? What are those roles that make my life a reality? And sometimes, again, it's about what's missing. So, for instance, I put a category when I first started doing this of fun times, okay? I've turned it subsequently into good times and travel because I needed to have a category of life that is important to me like that. And I sat down and I looked at it when I first started and thought, hey, hang on, the area that's missing here is I don't actually have a role of friendships type thing. I don't actually, it's not down there. And for me to have a great life, I want to have a role of good friend and having lots of friendships and things. But it took me consciously thinking about what do I need to put in here to make that role a reality. And I'm sure that for you, when you start adding new categories, you're going to have to sit down and actually think, what roles do I actually want to play within that to make it something that is powerful and that sort of thing? When it came to the investing or financial side, so one category for me was business, but there's another side to being finances, the wealth building side of it, the company, the family company that is to do wealth for our family. And I sat down, I looked at it, I said, hang on, I don't even know what roles I need in that area. And so over the years, the roles have changed, evolved, and adapted, because what I didn't realize back then is I needed a role of share market investor. I needed a role of real estate investor. I needed a role of business investor. And so I had to build multiple roles within that because, yeah, okay, I could go on without having the role of real estate investor, but that wasn't going to get me the goals I wanted to have happen in my life. My life wasn't going to be where it needed to be if I didn't sit down and actually have a role of being an investor in real estate. I wasn't going to become good at stock market unless I built the role out and said, okay, what does that need to look like? Who do I need to be in order to have great investments in the stock market? And that's, it's not complex, but it takes some thinking through. So first of all, define the categories. Again, 8, 10, 12 categories. If you've got 25 categories, too many. You gotta start grouping them together type thing and start saying, okay, that group works better that way. Because life, we don't want to overburden ourselves with too much in life. I think that's an important aspect of it. So from the categories, we start to develop roles. And so the role, in the beginning, the role is just a name, okay, like husband or dad or, you know, CEO. These are just names of the role. What we then have to do is actually expand that role. So we've covered off on a simple thing called I am statements. We've touched on that when we looked at your identity iceberg. So what we need to do here for each role is to create an I am statement. So an example of that might be in the role of father. So again, with each of my kids, I see a different role. Why? Because each kid needs a different I am statement. One of my kids definitely needs a supportive, nurturing, loving, caring type dad, okay? Another one of my kids needs a fun, happy-go-lucky, sarcastic, enjoyable, crazy type dad. They don't all need the same dad. They need a different, I need to be a different I am statement for each of these kids. So even for business, some of my companies where I'm the chairman of the board need a very supportive, coaching relationship, mentoring type role. Others need a strong, demanding, decisive CEO. So, each one is different. And so what you need to do, first of all, create the categories. From the categories, you'll have 8 to 12. You'll create roles. Now, here's where you're going to see where life is busy. You're going to end up with anywhere between 12 and 200 roles. When I first did this, I realized that, hey, I got so many roles in my life. Now I realize why I'm crazy busy. Now I realize today I've managed to cut it back to around 80 roles that I have to fulfill. But that's where, once you've started to create the I am statements around it, think about the role. If it's husband, what sort of husband do you need to be a great husband? Build an I am statement around that. If it's a philanthropist, what sort of charitable philanthropist do you want to be? If it's community person, what type of community person? If it's health and fitness, what type of health and fitness person do you want to be? And build yourself an I am statement. Remember, I am are the two most powerful words, tiny words, but super powerful when you're using them about yourself. How you define yourself is part of this. So we build our category, we start to build our roles. Now, while we're building our roles and while we're building the I am statements, what we got to start thinking about is, are these roles daily? Are they weekly? Are they every 2 weeks? Are they monthly? Are they quarterly? Because life's busy. You know, I sat down when I first did this and thought everything was a daily role, and then started to realize there's no way in the world I can fit all that in every single day. So I had to start looking at some of them and say, are these weekly roles or are these every 2 weeks? Like being a brother, you know, I have 5 kids, I have 16 businesses, I have all of this stuff, I have business partners. Can being a brother be a daily role? Can I call my brothers every day? No. Realistically, I just will not do it. So make it a weekly role, or every 2 weeks, or every month. I'm not sure your relationships. Then looking at being a son, can I allocate time to being a son every day? Nope, it's not going to happen. See, I could say I want it to happen, and then end up feeling down on myself because I don't do it. Or I can say, you know what, it needs to be a weekly thing and set a reminder for myself to every week contact my mom and speak with my dad and spend a few minutes on FaceTime and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I love Siri for that fact. Siri, when I get in my car, remind me to call my mom every week. You know, when I get those sorts of things that I can actually do today. So you start to look at it from a daily, weekly, monthly type allocation and start to look at, with my daily list, am I actually going to be able to get that done? You know, and can you do it? Being a dad, can I do that every single day? Well, I have to. I have to make time for that. So where will I make time for that? You see, we're building proactivity into our life, not reactivity into our life. So summary of the process so far, build our categories. From the categories, break it down into roles. Expand the role. Make it into a role that defines who you want to be. Define the I am statement of the role. define the roles as daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly. How often do these roles need to be something that we do? Is it something where we need to act daily, or is it something that can be weekly, monthly? From there, what we need to start doing is looking at those I am statements and making certain that they're strong and they define who we want to be. From there, we go to level three, okay? Categories first, roles second, and then we start to look for goals. Now, each role needs a goal. And this is where it gets tough in many cases. Putting a goal down for being a dad with each kid, sometimes you have to sit there and go, I don't know, what is my goal with that kid? What do I want my goal to be with them? In the beginning, my goal was simply make sure I invest an hour a day with each kid. And then once, you know, with one kid, that was fine. Now with five kids, it's like, you know, but the goals are sometimes to attend events with them. The goals are sometimes to create something with them, to build something with them, to help them with their education. So again, with business, the goals are fairly easy. Relationship goals with your spouse, you might have four or five goals within each role. So it boils it down to make us think about, okay, let's plan our life. Let's proactively define where do we want to go with this stuff. If you think back to the formulas of be times do equals have, we're defining who we need to be in order to do, in order to have a great life. We're defining what is life to us? What are the important areas? What are the important roles in life to us so that we can be those things in order to do, in order to have? If you look at the dream, goal, learn, plan, act formula, and we say, okay, what is important, the dreams and goals, we're building goals based on the roles we have, based on what's important to us in life. It's a proactive methodology of building a great life. And so from our categories, we break it down to roles. From our roles, we then look at goals. Now, sometimes thinking about these goals is going to take a week, a month, 3 months. Sometimes you'll have four or five goals pop up immediately. Either way, tomorrow we're going to spend more time in 30X on how to set real goals for yourself. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on that today other than to say, each category needs a role or several roles. Each role needs a goal or several goals. And so what we're doing here is we're planning a life. We're planning a great life where we can fit it all in, where we can have it all, because we've structured it and we know what we want to do. And I know some people say this, but Brad, I want some more spontaneity in all of this sort of stuff. I need spontaneity in my relationships and things. Fantastic. Fantastic. Make that part of your I am statement. Spontaneous, creative, exciting. Make that part of your I am statement. And definitely the goal can be to have ones, you know, to create spontaneous fun events. I know for me, when I built my first one, having friends and things, I had to put down a monthly role of creator of amazing, fun, life-changing and exciting friend-building events. And people are like, why do you have to have that role on there? Because if I don't, I'm going to forget it. And I'm going to get to the end of the year and I'm not going to have seen all my friends as much as I wanted to. I'm not going to have had the fun times that I wanted to have. If I don't document that I want to spend time with each kid every day, I'm just not going to do it. And so we need to build our life the way we want our life to be. We need to build it that way and we need to plan it and think it through. So, categories, roles, goals. Now, the roles become your I am statements. So, we add these to the I am statements that we've already developed in our building of our identity iceberg. And we start to think about, who is it that I'm becoming? Who is it that I'm being? Who is it that, what are the behaviors and the beliefs and all these things that are growing and changing? Now, all of these aspects now need to be drilled into ourselves. So what we've been doing is creating it's a four-step formula. I'll give you the formula and then we'll go into how we've been doing it. And you can look back over the last 7-8 days now and see how all of this fits into place. You'll get a feeling for why we've gone about this the way we have. So the formula is very simple. It's called IVVM. Idealize, visualize, verbalize, materialize. Not complex. Idealize. Dreams, goals. idealized categories and roles, coming up with what is the ideal world for me. What are my dreams? What are my goals? What categories are important to me in life? Okay? So we're building this stuff. We're coming up with the ideal world. Notice it's not about a 10% better world. And again, goals is tomorrow. We've been on dreams already. It's about your ideal world. And I know that many people can't understand how they're going to get to their ideal world. And I know you may be going through that thing. But hopefully you're getting better at dreaming. Hopefully you're good at it. And some of you are amazing at it. If you're amazing at this, fantastic. Creating our ideal world. What's important to us as people? What are the categories? What are the dreams? What are the goals? Okay? From there, we need two things to start happening. One is visualization and one is verbalization before we get to materialization. Okay? Materialization means showing up in your life. Be, do, and have. The materialization is the having part of that. So what do we need to do? Well, it's time every morning and time every evening that we need to invest in ourself. It's time where you need to be with you. Okay, and it's not complex, it's very simple. It's 10 minutes of a morning and 10 minutes of an evening. Now, there was a very wise saying I learned many years ago, if you don't have 10 minutes a day for meditation, you need to spend an hour a day meditating. And that to me is a very important part of understanding. Now you can call it meditation, you call it prayer. I just use the terms visualization and verbalization because I'm kind of a practical human being and that's the way I like to think about it. So what I do every morning and what I'm suggesting you're going to need to do every single morning is invest 10 minutes in you, okay? Firstly, we're going to verbalize our I am statements, okay? We're going to use this and actually read out aloud our I am statements. Now, you can do this in many different ways. Let me give you some simple examples. I know my students who've had them printed up and laminated, they put them in the shower. Now, they're on colored paper and with colored writing to give them more personality than just black on white paper. I know for me, the way it works best is I actually record them with my voice. I put them on my phone and I put them in a playlist so that I can listen to them over and over again. They're actually also in my playlist for exercise. So while I'm exercising, my I am statements come up and they remind me of who I am becoming, who I am as a person and who I want to be in order to do, in order to have. I also have them on my computer screen, so they're like a screensaver. It scrolls through so that when the computer opens up, it's got this and it's reminding me of these things and who I am and who I want to be and who I am becoming. So your I am statements are something you need to remind yourself of at least twice a day. If you can do it more often than twice a day, fantastic. But every day, twice a day, remind yourself of your I am statements. Read them. It's like your goals. If you're not reading your goals every single day, you're wasting your time writing them down. It just doesn't work once you do it. Your dream chart, your dream journal, flick through these things daily, weekly. The more often you see it, the better it becomes. So, verbalizing your I am statements, a lot of fun, a lot of power. Now, I'll give you some crazy time stories. Yes, when I'm out running and my vision and my verbalization comes on, I will repeat it to myself while running. And I will repeat it out loud. Yes, people look at me like I'm crazy. Yes, I am kind of crazy. I remember when I first started, I did this while I was driving to work each day. I'd have it play. I actually had a tape cassette. Yes, I'm that old. I had a tape cassette in my car and I would play the tape of every single one of my verbalizations. And I'd have it play it to me, and then I'd hit pause, and I'd shout it out myself, and that was me. You know, I had to build me into who I needed to be in order to do, in order to have, which visualization and verbalization are a very big part of that. Now, visualization is different. This is where you close your eyes, and you just sit, and you dream your day, you dream your week, you dream your year and your future. I would read my goals. Now, if it's for the day, you read your goals and your activity sheet for the day. Remember my system, okay? I write my list the day before of everything I want to do and achieve the next day. So I'll write that down before I leave home, before I leave work. So the next morning, I'll get up, I'll read that list. And then I'll just sit quietly, close my eyes, and visualize my day going as planned. Visualize my day being a great day. Visualize that customer giving me a check. Visualize my team having a great day and achieving their goals. Visualize the bell ringing. Visualize my kids having fun and the experiences. So I actually every morning just visualize a great day. Now, I'm not saying this is genius. I mean, the first time I learned about this was Jack Nicklaus. I'm not sure if you're a golfer, but Jack Nicklaus, probably the best golfer to ever have played or will ever be the best golfer to have ever played. And he said very clearly before every shot, he would visualize that shot going exactly where it needed to go. If it's good enough for the best golfer in the world, it's good enough for me. And then every evening I'll sit with my goals, my longer term goals, my weekly, monthly, annual, 5-year, 10-year, my dreams. Sit with them and then take 5 minutes of just closing my eyes and visualizing that actually happening. Me getting into the car. Not just visualize the car. See me getting into the car. See me getting on the ship for the cruise. See me going and having fun. See me on stage. Seeing myself on camera in front of massive audiences on TV showing up. You know, you visualize these things. And closing your eyes and just doing this at nighttime. I prefer to do it just before dinner if possible. Get some quiet time for 5-10 minutes and do it then. Verbalize my I am statement so I go to dinner feeling positive, passionate, and powerful. And that way when I sit with my family, I'm in a really good space and everything's a good time. But sitting down with yourself morning and night, whether you do it first thing, second thing, wherever, I prefer in the morning to do it first thing when I wake up simply because my house is very busy and I get up before everybody and do it before everyone else is awake and get some time to myself and get my learning done and get my meditation or my visualization and verbalizations done before the world starts. This is the way that you build a great human being. Yeah, we need to know what our dreams and goals are. We need to know what our categories and roles are so that we can build a proactive life. But then what we got to do is train our brain to make that proactive life a reality. We got to train our brain to a space where our brain actually sits there and says, wow, this is coming, this is becoming real. Now, the human brain is an amazing creator of amazing things, very powerful part of what we can achieve and do. But we need to every day educate our brain, not just educate it with new knowledge, but educate it with new dreams and goals, reminded of what we're aiming to achieve, reminded of the dreams, reminded of what's important, the categories of our life, the I am statements. These are things that happen. High performance people do high performance tasks. The high performance task of planning your life is very important. Planning your roles, planning the categories, coming up with your dreams, deciding what they are. You want high performance, you got to do high performance. But a high performance human being, the head and the heart need training. You wouldn't expect to be a high performance athlete without training your body. You cannot expect to be a high performance individual or a high performance human without training your head and your heart. You need to be consistently looking at this. So, coming up with that ideal world, your idealization of what the world would look like for you, the important categories, the goals, the dreams, all of that aspect of it. Coming up with the roles that you need to put in place and then the goals from that, the I am statements and expanding those I am statements to be amazing. Now, this isn't a one-time thing, by the way. Every year I sit down and go through, what are the categories? Are these still important to me? Is there any category we need to add to this? Any category we need to take away? Any category we need to add to or change or join together? Look at the roles. What roles have evolved? When you add a role mid-year, sometimes you've got to add a role because you buy a new business or you become an investor or you do something different, okay? And you plan it. That's how high-performance life happens, by planning for a high-performance life. Not by hoping, not by wishing. I keep going back to the simple formula, B times do equals have. Who we are sometimes happens because of what we do. And what we got to do is visualization and verbalization. 10 in the morning, 10 at night. Now, if you're really struggling with this, I want you to do 20 in the morning and 20 at night. 10 minutes visualization, 10 minutes verbalization. Now, in the beginning, visualization, I'm going to tell you very clearly, in the beginning, your brain is going to race. Your brain is going to race to a million and one things. It's okay. Gradually, over time, your brain starts to get better at this. And because, again, you've never done it, but if you've never done it before, you've never done it before. You can't expect to be great at something you've done one time, okay? Do it 50, 100 times. Here's the deal. 90 days from now, do the visualization and verbalization every day, morning and night, for the next 90 days. Just do it. Don't ask why. Don't question it. Don't challenge it. Just do it. And in 90 days, I guarantee you'll be an advocate. In 90 days, I guarantee you will want to tell everyone in the world about this. You'll share this 90, what are we on, day 8 of 30X. You'll share this with everybody. Listen, categories, roles, and goals turn into idealization, visualization, verbalization, materialization. That's us for today. Lots of homework, obviously. Get to it. This is 30X, and we're going to go for it. Let's do this.